I like that better than financial independence, because I'm going to tell you, money will generate a respectable amount of freedom. How many of you would like to go to Paris that have never been there? How many would like to go to Rio that has never been there? How many would like to go to Madrid, never been there? All you need is a few bucks. A person should sit down and establish financial goals. They should know exactly what they want to be worth a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Without giving any thought of how they're going to get there, this is where I want to be. Then they should add to that their expenses. Do you know that most people do not even have the brain cells to figure that out properly? I might be able to, but it would probably take me a long time, and I would really be afraid that I would make a big error. This is something that has to be done by a pro. Most people are not able to even identify all the areas they spend money. Well, they may think they do, but they really don't. When they add those two together, that tells them what their income must be. Now, that doesn't change their income, but at least they've got a target to shoot at. Now, if you want to become financially independent, sit down and decide exactly what you want. Go to a real good financial counselor, a financial planner, and let them get involved in what they call a fact-finding mission. They've got forms, they've got that little chip now. I mean, there's so many ways that they can do it. Let them figure out what it costs you to live, and then you're going to know how much you have to earn. Now, here's how we change it. I want you to take the back of that little card that you've got. Take the back of that little buff card. Draw a box on it like that. Now, if you're sitting in your den, in your family room, maybe out in the backyard, go and get a pad and a paper. Just turn this off until you get it, and then put that box on it. Now take and draw a line right down the center. Now take and put four lines inside the box. Now above the first set of boxes, write an M. Above the last one, put an F. Put a T beside the M and a T beside the F. Put a W in the center. Now we've created a week's calendar. I like to do it a little different. Now, what we're going to do now is take and change it into mornings and afternoons. A.M. Let's loosen this up a bit. You repeat this after me as you write it in. Come on. A.M. 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 Come on, only about a half year doing it. Right? What did John say? The more you put in, the more you get out. Come on. A.M. 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 Now, you see, I started ahead of you, so I'm usually a millisecond ahead of the mass. All right. Now, let's take the other boxes and put in P.M. Come on. P.M. P.M., 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 P.M. There, we all finished same time. You learn quick. All right. Now, let's stop and look at what the average person does. They go out and they work Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and they earn, let's say, $35,000 a year, and they give it all to someone else. Every cent of it. They give it to the mortgage company. They give it to the grocery store company. They give it to the leasing company. They give it to the gas station company. They give it to the dry cleaning company. They give it all away. Yeah, it was their money. They worked for it. They earned it. And they didn't even keep any of it. Do you know the ancient Babylonians go way, way back? They knew exactly how to become financially independent. They were a very, very, very wealthy race of people. They said that a part of all you earn